because I realized all of it's dumb. And I can just get rid of most of it. Because fuck that show. It's not even giving me what I want. Hello and welcome to Broadway Whiskey Cast, episode number 112. I remember that because I said that like 40 minutes ago. This is totally the first time we're doing this. Now I'm Chris Canuck, and with me today is
Firehawk 12.
And he did bub. And this is where we talk about anime and whatever else comes up. When I went on a long diatribe about Sword Art Online and how much it sucked, and I wish it would be better, but it's just not. So it's fine. But it's not fine. Be better. I'm pointing at the mic for emphasis.
Well, you had set up the, I guess the premise of like, there's some, I don't know, some military contractor company thing that wants to make killer AI. So they scan child brains to make, to, and then raise them as, I don't know, killer AI. And then Kirito goes into a coma for some reason. Oh, because someone from another game gave him some thing. And then they upload his brain to this server for some reason. And then now Asuna has to go and, like, save everyone.
Yeah, it's basically it's basically reverse Fairy Dance arc.
Except Fairy Dancer?
Fairy Dance arc. It's where it's the arc where the pervy guy rapes Asuna, basically.
Oh, that's basically the first, like, the show that started it all, basically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not quite, but, you know.
Isn't that, I mean, isn't that the show? Wait, isn't that the show?
No, the wasn't show the was, the original show was where this game came out called Sword Art Online. You might have heard of it?
Wait.
And they get,
oh, right, because the then she was still trapped. He got up, but she was still trapped or something.
Yes.
I see. Yeah, okay.
And there was, like, rapey McRapey Pants. Pervy McRapey Pants. Licky McLickerface.
Okay. Anyway.
So, yeah.
I don't know. Is there anything you wanted to say about new Sword Art Online, I guess?
Asuna better start kicking ass, like, next episode. Because it's only been two episodes since the arc started up again, and it's felt like an eternity.
Wait, so, like, has, alright, what's their phase? Like, the sister and all, like, are they all around?
Oh, the Spurned Women Club.
Sure.
Yes, they're still around.
They still exist.
Yes. And on the last part of the episode, remember when I said they're on a private server, Ocean Turtle, that's literally called the Ocean Turtle? They can't, there's no internet. They're off the grid. They can't just phone a friend.
So what are they? So, I what? So, what's the whole point?
So, basically, the whole point is Asuna has to go in and save his her husbando, and
as you do,
and preferably save Alice, the new next super AI. Meanwhile, the US boot shooters are trying to do the same thing. Oh, and also because when Kirito basically killed the goddess of the world, the system may or may not have started what's called the final load test, where if you don't play video games, you should probably start your anime watching with something other than Sword Art Online. But basically what that means is the system's going to spawn a bunch of bad monsters in the simulation, and they're going to go on a murder spree and kill everybody. So Asuna has to save Kirito and Alice before that happens.
Okay. Will they?
Spoiler alert, probably.
Somewhat
non-spoiler, I don't think Alice is going to make it out, because I don't think the show wants to I think the show doesn't want to go to that almost Star Trekian thing of, oh hi, you're this AI that's basically lived its life thinking it's a person, but actually you're not a person. Oh, and be a weapon for us now. I don't think, because it doesn't want to do that, it'll probably kill her off.
Speaking of Star Trek, speaking of the Star Trek conversation that I guess is lost to time. but sure.
But anyway. Yeah.
I think, is there anything else you wanted to talk about? Okay.
Pretty much it for that.
You're good.
For that steaming pile.
You mean the best show?
Yeah, the best show.
Hey, you're watching it for some reason.
I didn't say it was good. Although I didn't say I was hate watching it because it was bad. I might be doing that. Watching. I'm not going to say. I'm just going to leave it up. You know, just going to call it 50-50.
Right.
Another show that's like, seems really old, because I could have sworn like five years ago this was like trickling out. It's one of it's like one of those things Sunrise does where they like put stuff out as OVAs over like a span of like 5 years or eternity or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I finished the, what was it called? The full, it was like Mobile Suit Gundam Origins something of the Red Comet. Where it was basically a prequel to the first Gundam series, except it followed mostly Shire Aznavold, which was the villain of the series, and basically the guy that started the whole bad guy wearing the mask thing that you always see in Gundam now.
Oh, okay. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, that shit's good. Ah, I can't really say much about it, but if you get it, because if we're being honest, a bunch of people have probably said it better than I really ever could, but...
I don't really know much about...
But it's basically...
The Gundams.
So it's like the first iteration with, and they're kind of mostly iterations on each other, like Armando Ray, which was the main guy, and I'm probably going to piss a bunch of people off by saying this, but is kind of similar to everybody else. And that he's like a space colonist, that his space colony gets attacked, and then ends up with a giant robot, and then has to pilot said giant robot.
As you do.
As you do. And it's just real good, you guys. I don't really know how to explain it, but I'll tell you what it did start for me. When it ended, I wanted more space science fiction, and I couldn't find it. And then I was listening to a podcast where someone brought up, I can't remember exactly what it was, but how Elon Musk said that he wanted to move factory production into space. Because a guy that was somewhat related to Gundam said that would be a good idea. And then I was like, wait, Elon Musk, the Amazon guy?
No.
I mean, no. Mark Zuckerberg, that guy. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The Amazon guy. That's who said it. Just forget what I just said. The guy that owns Amazon, he said that.
Bezos.
Bezos, the guy that says, I'm totally not one step away from being Lex Luthor in real life. I'm not that guy. That's that Tim Apple guy. Not me. And so I was like, wait a minute. Amazon? What's on Amazon? Oh, The Expanse. That has a bunch of people in space hating the fuck out of people. So I watched The Expanse.
That's funny. The Expanse is interesting. So I don't know. The show is it's fine. It's been so long. I don't really remember much about it. They sort of had the inclination that the show was going to die, so they kind of rushed the final season.
Yeah.
To just end it in a place where it would be satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got renewed.
Totally not noticeable at all, by the way.
It's sort of like what happened to Babylon 5, where season 4 was basically, let's just shove as much into this as we can because season 4 might be the last season and this could be our only chance to end it. Which, fair enough. Like, I don't know. Like, in Babylon 5's case, they had no idea that there was another deal that was possible. And then, mm-hmm. of course, Expanse, they probably didn't expect. I mean, they were selling off parts of the set to the thing I saw was because it's shot in the same warehouse as Star Trek, so they were like selling off props to the Discovery people because it's, you know, it's generic sci-fi, whatever, like it's all the same. But that was a while ago.
The
one bit of trivia is that I had a interviewed at basically at a school, a campus, so the U of T campus, but in Scarborough. And right. One of the things, I guess that campus is known for a lot of filming because there's like nature, but it's also, you know, there are buildings, I guess. I don't know.
There's buildings and trees.
The one thing they were kind of, or at least one of the persons I was speaking to was kind of proud of or happy to talk about was the fact that if you remember the part where like the Martians come to Earth,
right?
And then they have to like walk from their ship into the building.
Oh,
and then
right. With
so that apparently
glasses on.
Yeah, and they can't collapse or whatever. Apparently that was filmed at UFT Scarborough.
Oh, okay.
I did go back to watch it just to see, but it was like, so that's like my weird Expanse anecdote. But
huh.
It's you're all caught up?
Oh yeah, I burned. This was like a good couple weeks ago. I burned through the whole thing pretty quick, but Amazon Prime, horrible at marathoning and tracking your progress. But anyway, that's a side thing.
Why is that?
It just, you know how on like Netflix, if you go through a show, or even on YouTube, it'll have like a red line through it. Or if you get partially through something, it'll have
a
line underneath it.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back in and out of Amazon Prime. And pretty much every time I went in, even though I was like on like halfway through season 2 or when I was on season 3, it would by default open up to season 2 and only show the marks of like the first couple episodes, even though I was already on like episode 10.
Weird.
But anyway, that's not an Expanse thing. That's a software thing, and no one gives a shit about that. But anyway.
I don't watch anything on Prime, so I have no... I think the last thing I watched was that Jack Ryan show. Which I guess is back next week or this week or whatever. But anyway.
Ryan's back.
Again. So someone had told... So the ending is basically when, as someone told me, it becomes Mass Effect, where humans basically have access to the quote-unquote gateway and can travel across different... Like, they can instantly travel across to other different systems, and then it just... The show just becomes a totally different thing. So it's quite a turn, like...
Yeah.
You have this, like, I don't know, this somewhat, like, I don't know, plausible future thing where it's like traveling is slow and there aren't like lasers although the weapons like ammo takes time to like hit a target and, and do things like all the weird hard science fiction military stuff,
even and then, orbital mechanics
And then it turns into like this Mass Effect thing where they're aliens and they can like instantly travel to other things and I guess my understanding is that's when the book series takes a turn and I'd be curious to see how that works out. Like, when you think about how small scale, like this whole thing, the whole show basically started with like detective guy trying to figure out who killed some girl.
Yeah.
Basically. And then some minor guy watching his ship get blown up. So it's like very it's interesting how quickly it ramps up. I still think it does look very cheap at times. Like I think they spent all their like production on creating the space station. Which, fair enough, it was like the main setting for like the first season or so, but all the ship sets are just really boring. It's just like office chairs in a room, and it's like the what is it, Rubiconte or whatever, the ship they steal,
the
Dante. Right, yeah, that's it. Like, it's supposed to be a really big ship, but when you look at the sets, it's like, it looks really cramped and small, but, like, apparently, like, when, and it's still a relatively big ship in, like this scheme, or, like, the scheme of, like, the ships on that show, but that's the one thing I don't like. Well, that and also... The Toronto locations that are obvious are really obvious to me, and I just can't It's like, it just looks like Roy Thompson Hall, I think, was the embassy or something. And it's like, oh.
Okay.
But anyway. I'm glad it's coming back, I guess. It's one of those surprise renewals that for some, I don't know if it was really was people writing Amazon and, cause that was like, just write the Jeff Bezos email and let them know you want. And I don't know if that actually was the reason it got saved, but whatever.
Well, I think it was a lot of things. The actor for Alex, which is weird, because it's like, I think his real name's like Cassian Andor, and he plays Alex. I'm like, sure didn't get that backwards, because, like, your character name sounds like a real name, and your real name sounds like a fake name. But, yeah, he was saying that they, like, there was that and a bunch of people.
I know the, apparently the books are, like, pretty high sellers on Amazon as well, which, I mean, I'm sure there's, like, weird metrics, but it's just, nothing makes sense anymore in terms of, like, what it means.
Why like, people do anything?
Well, yeah, because, like, Netflix saved a bunch of shows around the same time. I forgot what they were, but it was like, this is one of those things like, what's happening? But oh well. I guess as someone who watched it all, like, and like, what did you think?
It was okay.
I remember like one of the first early episodes, like, to sort of show how like things are different in space. Like they did like their zero G sex scene.
Yes,
so cheesy.
Yeah, you mentioned Buddy Saw's ship blow up. You missed the part where Buddy saw his ship blow up. And also lost his fuck buddy. You missed that. Very important.
Sure.
Yeah, it was okay. It just... on sort of like the... the character stuff was good. I just did that thing I do sometimes where I can't take it anymore, and I just look up the thing. In this case, it was the proto-molecule. So once I looked up that it was basically something that absorbs matter to make a mass relay.
It's the magic alien MacGuffin.
Yes, or the MEM. Meme. Oh man, it's a meme. But yeah, it's just me mostly just getting mad at other characters for just being like, let's try to use it as a weapon, but it doesn't do that. It makes a giant portal in space. It doesn't make new superhumans. That's not what it's meant to do.
I'm curious what that does to the world, if anything. Presumably all the weird like Martian Earth stuff becomes irrelevant when you have this giant like universal like Stargate network thing you can travel conveniently opens up to these planets, and so I don't even know, like, so I don't really know anything, so I have no idea if they're aliens or like if it actually becomes Mass Effect where they like suddenly they're at war with aliens and they have to like create a space station to a peace space station and all that stuff. But I'm whenever the news looking for to see where it goes anyway.
But on sort of the plotting, just the plotting, I guess. It kind of got a little silly at times, where it's like, this thing can't happen because, like, I couldn't separate myself from, oh, this thing can't happen this way because then it wouldn't be plot convenient. So I wasn't able to get fully absorbed enough where I couldn't just see that.
I don't think I remember enough of the show.
Oh, it was just sort of the thing of like, where they, it's mostly like the proto-molecule stuff where it's like, we've destroyed it all. I'm like, this is like the second season. No, you haven't.
Wow.
Or, kind of where in the second season where they help the botanist find his daughter, I'm like, she's probably, even though they keep waffling back and forth of her being in and out of danger, she's probably still going to make it, because they wouldn't basically do an arc involving a guy trying to find...
I actually can't remember.
And then do it again.
Did they save the daughter?
Yes.
Oh, they did? Because I remember... I just remember the part where they find out that they were doing, like, experiments on them, but I don't remember what happened after that. Okay.
Yeah.
And so was there, like, was a happy ending there, I guess?
There was, because I was like, I don't think the show can survive basically doing the same plot again. Where it's like, lost character trying to be found, embroiled right. and wrapped up in the proto-molecule, and they have to find her and save her. Oh, they didn't save her. Oh, look, someone else is wrapped up in the proto-molecule. We have to rescue them.
I mean, that was pretty big when they basically killed... They ended that arc by basically killing the main character.
But did they?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he comes back as a ghost.
Or is he a ghost?
Dun, dun, dun.
He lives in the space matrix.
Do, 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 do,
because the proto-molecule absorbed the science craft that Adam Savage was on.
Anyway.
And it completed the puzzle. But anyway, still looking the forward to... See is a very December.
It's a very weird. It kind of doesn't fit. It's very much an outlier in terms of like television these days.
Does.
Although I guess now we have all the Star Trek.
Which I'm like curious Picard now. And... I'm curious about what Picard will be, and what you'll think about it. Because when I was watching The Expanse and I saw the second Picard trailer come out, I was like, hey, is that the bridge of like their ship that they're on? Because it's kind of, it had that same sort of openness with like a hole in the middle. I was like, that looks very Expanse-ish.
There's only so many ways you can configure where I think that's the real rub. But anyway,
if only there were other places people could film.
Did you see that? So I mean, I don't know what's actually happening with this, but someone was the guy who's directing Mr. Robot is doing a Battlestar Galactica reboot.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that, but
that's weird. Anyway, like just like that just reminded me of like Well, wait, why do we need a Battlestar Galactica reboot? But also, I don't know if I want. It's a weird
the Battlestar Galactica reboot was rebooted a long time ago. And remember, since 2016, we're in a time distortion field where months feels like years. So if you take that into effect, it's been like 50 years since the last episode of Battlestar Galactica, and has nothing to do about anything being creatively bankrupt.
Right.
And the fact that you bring that up, I find offensive.
Okay.
Now, excuse me while I go watch this mech anime. That's not Gundam.
Oh, yeah. I think we were... That was the other thing. Oh, wait. And now I'm confused. Did we talk about that? Did we talk about... Because you had mentioned Gundam, but was that when we were not recording, or was that when we started re-recording?
That was in this one.
Okay. I'm so confused.
Okay. It's the bleed effect. Your time in the Animus is bleeding over with real life.
Oh no.
Ubisoft is real.
Where is it?
Oh, it's real.
Anyway. Anything else you wanted to talk about?
Let's see. Hey, guess what? Food Wars is back. And the best part is, I think that the manga ended.
Soma, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the manga did end.
So...
I think people were... I forgot. Something happened in the ending that people were not pleased with. This is what I remember, but...
I can't wait.
Wait, is this wrapping it up, or... I don't even know.
Well, it came back. I assume it might... I don't know.
Because the manga seems like it was like really. I mean, it seemed long. I don't know how. I don't know how many chapters it was, but it seemed like a long running thing. So I just had no idea if the anime would have caught up with it. Mm. I'm still waiting for the Gintama ending. Like it. Well, so the manga ended, but the anime is like. I don't know. They're still. Taking time, but then the manga relaunched online, so I don't know if that means it. They're just I don't know how those deals work and whether that's considered a new thing.
I think at this point with Gintama, I think the rest of the anime is actually located in a geocache somewhere.
Right.
Anyway. It's like, find Gintama.com and it has like 17 coordinates.
Right.
And it's like, I think it's like an AR game you have to solve. None of that is true, but feel free to do that. I think it'd be fun.
I'm still waiting for them to they've done the movies, but just do a Gintama live action anime, like an episode of the anime live action, just to fuck with people. But anyway, so wait, is that back this season?
Yes.
Okay. And it's still like food porn, basically. Yes. Okay.
The best part is like literally a couple days ago, I found a. A YouTube channel where basically Chef Paul did a reaction video for every single episode up to like.
No, he's reacting to like how the anime presents its food or whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
And just like. And And also, some of the character stuff too.
Mm.
So I'm just like, it's like 63 videos.
Oh, it really goes through every episode.
Yeah.
Fascinating. And
I'm just like, man, that's so great.
That reminds me. Oh, sorry. It's just like that reminds me of the doctor going through
cells at work.
Yeah,
it's almost done.
He seems
two episodes left.
He seems to have gone really slow.
Yeah, that's recently. Fine.
Yeah, I'm assuming because of actual like being a doctor or whatever. cells at work.
Oh, I love it.
I still haven't seen the show. That's watching him is basically how I'm watching the show.
Well, you can always get on board with the second season.
Mm. Oh, is that coming back?
Yes, at some point.
Interesting. Well, that means the person that they're living in doesn't die.
I guess they're making it through somehow.
After all these diseases, they're still able. This host is still able to survive.
Yes.
I guess that's the inevitable ending. If they do end it, is just at some point the person just gets old and dies, right?
That's sad though. What's gonna happen to my ship of red blood cell and white blood cell?
they get transfused into another body.
Or like the ship of like me and the platelets. Oh hey, guess what? What if this season I were to tell you there's an anime about girls? But the girls are ships. So
wow.
Ship girls.
You're saying Ken call us back.
That's what I'd like to say, but that's not what I'm saying. Because Azure Lane is finally here. Our day has been saved.
Have you actually watched it?
Yes.
Wait, have you? And you watched Ken call?
Yes.
I want to ask about that long pause.
Well, no, it's just that it's been so long. Like,
sure.
It came out originally, and then
did you watch the movie?
And then I watched the movie.
Okay.
And then it came out in dub form, and I watched a couple episodes, but then I kind of dropped it. So I was like, did I finish it? Because I don't remember finishing the. Oh right, because I remember. The anime was like years before that, and I did actually finish that.
Well, I only ask because I'm curious. I mean, so Azure Lane is basically a Chinese knockoff of Can Call.
But they did it correctly and made it an app and not a
sure
web only, invite only website.
Well, I think anyone can. Yes, it's not as stupid to get on as before, but you know, anyway. Is the Azure Lane anime the Ken Call anime basically? Is it just a reskin?
No, they're pretty much. Luckily, they kind of depict everything like the exact opposite of Ken Call.
So even the character like the character traits are like I assume the ships have to be the same because it's.
Well, some like, of the actually. All right, so I have. I made a mental note because what differentiates Can Call and Azure Lane is that Can Call only deals with Japanese ships.
Yes.
Azure Lane deals with Japanese ships, German ships, British ships, and American ships.
Okay.
So the ship girl pool is much larger. So a lot of the Cancole characters are not there or as noticeable. But I'm trying to bring up two.
So who do they fight?
So they fight each other. Because the main conflict where I hope you're sitting down.
Okay.
So there's these aliens that invade. And
okay.
They can't deal with
as they
their
do.
Results. So they have to fuse ship with girl, making ship girl. And then the ship girl fights the aliens.
Okay.
But then you're probably asking yourself, self? Sure. What's up, self? How's it going? What happens after they defeat or lessen the impact of said aliens? Wouldn't they just go back to fighting each other? And you'd be like, well, I sure hope not, because that would be sad. Well, guess what? They went back to fighting each other, because literally, war never changes. They say that.
So that's it?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, then.
But,
Someone showed me, so they basically, I guess Pearl Harbor happens in one of the episodes, or something akin to Pearl Harbor, because someone showed me a thing where they basically redrew scenes from the Michael Bay movie, but like with anime girls in them as okay. part of that. Yeah, so I guess if you watched the anime side by side with the Pearl Harbor movie, you can see like. So that means Japan and America are at war?
Yes.
In Azure Lane? Okay.
It's Japan, or sorry, Sakura Empire. not Germany. Iron Blood versus. Not England. The Royal Navy and Eagle Union.
Does it just cut between both sides, or like how does that?
Kind of. Like I'm only like two episodes in because I was watching it subbed. Then the dub came out, and I was like, "Nah, it's not too far behind."
Mm.
And you know, if the plot really ramps up, I can do that thing where I can just switch over to subs and just watch those. But let's be real; that's probably not going to happen.
So it just sort of switches between them.
Yeah. And they Weird. So far do skirmishes with each other. And if you're not really into like this existential crisis of ship girl and evil ship girl, that's like non-existent. So
who do you want to win?
So far I'm kind of leaning Eagle Union and Azure Lane because their waifus are cuter. And also they have the Enterprise.
Okay. Weird. Interesting, I guess. I don't know.
This really sucks because I've been trying to find from Cancole there were the two carriers.
Kaga and Akagi.
Yeah, Kaga and
Akagi. Unless even the other two.
Yeah.
Shokaku and okay.
Although she shows up too, but primarily okay. The first two. They show up in the first episode and their dynamic is entirely different.
And yeah, I guess that's what I was curious
and
about.
It's
like
fantastic.
How like whether or not because the whole like the premise of Cancole is that the character, like the way the characters act, is based on history and like like how either the history of the ship or the history of the crew. Mm-hmm. So I was curious, like, so if Azurlane was trying to be historical as well, the characters should be the same, but I guess they're not.
Well, kind of, sort of. Like, it, I haven't gone as deep into Azurlane as I did with Kangol, but
How dare you?
I feel dirty. I need to pause this episode and take a shower. But, the two carrier dynamics, like how there was in Kangol, they were like, I look up to and I want to protect my Are they sister ships? Was that their deal?
They're the same class, basically.
Same class.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, I want to be the best for my senpai. And the two characters in Azurlane, they're, like, depicted as, like, Kitsune. So they have foxtails.
Okay.
And ears.
Wait, so they're, like, what's that? Strike witches?
Kind of. Like, a lot of the...
They just, like,
I haven't seen them all, but a lot of...
They're just combining all these anime... military anime. Are there any girls in tanks as well?
Tank girls? I wish.
That's funny.
So they're basically Kitsune, and a lot of... Or so far, quite a few of the Japanese ships have either outright, like, feline ears, either, like, fox ears or cat ears, or have, like, headbands that have pointy bits so it looks like ears. It's kind of weird. Okay. I don't know why. It just is.
Okay.
But they're dynamic. They're, like, it's almost like they're trying not to make out with each other. So okay, I'm like, then. Wow, this is totally different from, I really want to see, oh boy, my brain just went blank. I want to see the Yamato version.
Oh.
Because I know, in Kangol, her appearance was restricted due to game mechanics, which is dumb.
Well, it's just, well, it's funny because even in the game now, she's not a powerful ship anyway. As ever since they introduced the American ships, like, so, but yes, the point in the it, basically, it takes so much to use her and the Musashi that there's no point in using them.
Right.
But sure. Whatever. I don't think I'll watch Azurlane.
Aww.
Or, I don't know.
What?
I just went.
You're not up for stupid fun with boat moves?
I'll just wait for whatever Kang call. If it ever happens, if season 2 ever happens, even though they announced it, but it still hasn't come. I felt like they did after the movie. It was like, more's coming or whatever, like in one of those like end title card things.
Maybe it's they, like, misprinted it and they meant war is coming.
Okay.
just like in but general. Anyway. That's Azurlane, everybody.
Yes.
Beastars looks cool, but it's in Netflix jail, so probably sometime next year.
So there are two furry shows this year.
Yes. One of which I don't know, and the other is kind of obnoxious and bad.
What's bad about, because so in my mind it was like It just seems, the premise wise, it seems like Polar Bear Cafe. But like, what's wrong with this show?
Africa No Salary Man.
Yes.
So, I only have the first episode to go off of.
Mm-hmm.
But the best part is at the start of the episode, they riff on the Lion King opening.
Okay.
And then,
because
just
as you do, with a lion cartoon character.
Yeah. And then they mostly relied on two gags through the whole episode. The lion just being a nice guy, but since he's a lion,
everyone hates him. The
main characters are afraid of him.
Right.
And there is a lizard, like an iguana guy, and a toucan.
Okay.
And the toucan keeps getting himself in trouble with women by being basically an asshole to them while trying to hit on them at the same time. And he's like, I need to get out of this situation. So he rips the lizard's tail off, and blood goes everywhere, and then they just run away.
Okay.
And then it's funny, because the lizard's tail grows back.
Grows back.
It's no big deal. And then the whole second half was the toucan being at a mixer with, like, four other toucans, and I think some pigs showed up. Pig girls. And then the one pig that he gets is basically a feral pig. And he's like, man, this sucks. I want to go home. And then he finds out the feral pig is in, like, a loaded family. So he's like, oh, you're the best. You're so cute. And at the end, the joke is, oh, no, she couldn't be here today, so she thought it'd be funny to send her pet instead. And then it just ends. And I'm just like, eh. You think it'd be like Retsuko with, like,
well, it seems like animals, it's more skits.
But it's more skitty than anything else. It's just the skits aren't very good.
It sort of reminds, well, I don't know. I haven't seen Paul. Well, since it finished, but it sort of, like, has those types of vibes. But maybe, I don't know. Anyway. Anything else?
Let's see.
That stands out. The board. So what is, are you watching the board game?
Yes.
So is it just, that's it? They just play, like, are these a well-known board games, I guess?
I want to say, I only watched the first episode, but I am going through them. The first episode they played Marrakesh.
Wow, that's already pretty deep. I mean, this isn't like let's play Monopoly, so that's cool.
Oh wait, no, and actually I lied, I'm two episodes in, so I was like, wait a minute. And then what was the one, and then they played a card game the next episode. The only thing that's off is that, well, this will probably be fixed soon because the key art clearly shows 4, but they're currently at 3. So, and the only bad thing is that 3 cute girls doing cute things doesn't quite sound as good as 4 cute girls doing cute things.
Dun, dun, dun.
So that third girl has to show up so you complete the quadfectra.
That's like Saki and how they needed more Mahjong people or whatever. Anyway. Saki. Why isn't that bad? Whatever happened to that?
Yeah. Whatever happened to this Saki telefilmatic universe?
Exactly. We had a spinoff, and then that was going to convert. Yeah. Anyway. I wonder if the manga's still going, because I remember all those delays and spinoffs because she was sick. But anyway. But you're not watching the Rifle Club anime.
No.
Of all these four girl plus activity animes. You gotta watch them all.
This is an anime Pokemon. I do what I want.
You do what you want.
That's on High Dive, and that's a little bit harder for me to work into my rotation.
Because
All of their apps are garbage. And it's hard. It's not. So when I say hard, I mean that as like a 1% problem, where it's like I have to go through the process of switching my TV source over and using my computer to watch it because it's on High Dive.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say it's hard, it's not actually hard, but you know.
I know.
But a show that I actually caught up on to in anticipation of its second season is the Kono Oto Tomare, which is basically K-On! With dudes and Kotos instead.
Okay. Kotos?
Kotos, you know, the Japanese string instrument.
Wait, is this the yaoi?
No, that was given. That was last season.
Oh, okay.
That was closer to a light music club.
This is classical guitar, basically.
Yeah. Classical flat guitar.
Wait, so what is it about the music, or is it about like, the friendships they made along the way?
And you said you didn't watch it. What a coincidence. It's about the music and the friends and drama along the way. That's weird.
So, okay. That's funny. Well, are you enjoying it?
I enjoyed the first season. I'm just kind of waiting on a couple episodes to build up. Just because I'm waiting. I want something to binge. Like, I know Disney Plus is coming out in less than a month, and it's going to do things weekly, and I'm just going to keep suffering. But I like to binge things.
Are you going to watch the new Muppet Show?
It depends. The aliens. Is it the new Muppet Show or the new Muppet Show that isn't happening? I always get those confused.
It's a Muppet Show, but instead of the Muppets, it's a new character who runs a talk show, and then celebrities will guest on the talk show.
Oh, so they're doing Muppet Tonight reruns?
Sure.
I think I'm the only person that loved Clifford.
Clifford?
Clifford.
Oh, Clifford. Oh, yeah.
Damn it. You're supposed to say no. I like Clifford too. He was the best. He was like the version of Elmo I always wanted.
That's funny.
Clifford's like Elmo, but cool. No, like literally, they were both done by Kevin Clash.
Clifford.
He's got motherfucking dreadlocks.
I believe you.
Good, because it's true.
Let's see. I don't know.
No Guns Life. Great. Sort of. Borderline cyberpunk. Noir. It's great. Bunch of.
What is? It says his head was transformed into a gun. Like, how does he do anything?
Well, you see, there's this thing called technology. And if you set your story far enough in the future, you don't necessarily have to explain things like
how like breathing.
He does have a mouth.
But
he does.
Does he shoot? Does his gun head shoot?
No.
Oh, okay. Because
it's very impractical. So apparently they're basically what are called extended, and he was modified in the war that happened before the story started, and he was the type of soldier that would go in pairs, and the other person would fire his gun head. And like, I know the description, and I mentioned this before we recorded, now I'm just lost on when we recorded, but it says he has a gun for his head, but it's more like you take a person's head and you chop off right above your nose, and then you put a little like platform there and you stick the gun in. So the gun is sort of sticking out where the forehead is, and it actually has the like pistol revolver and trigger sticking out the back. So in theory, he would stand there and his partner would come up, grab the back end of the gun, and shoot the gun. It's entirely impractical, but apparently it worked. 'Cause plot.
Very good.
Yeah, I know. It's not the best brain picture. But look, just Google No Guns Life and you'll see screenshots, you'll get it. But it's like great detective sort of noir, and it's just kind of started, so it's not it's not quite totally into the weeds yet, but it's got like this super company doing some crazy shit with people and technology, and got a guy with a gun in his head, and he has like a robot arm with a revolver bullet chamber on it that he pops out and he spins it and it goes back in and it like stores up energy and then he punches things real hard. It's funny because it's like it's almost like he should have a gun for a primary weapon, but he doesn't. The only gun he has is the one on his head, which he can't use himself and refuses to let other people use, and he just uses his fist. He punches people.
Okay.
And he's your gravelly voiced anti-hero, but you know, kind of guy, not necessarily anti-hero, but guy that, you know, gives off the air of not giving a shit about anything, but secretly has a heart of gold. I can tell by your silence that you're sold. I understand.
It's fine. I'm still... Yes.
Yeah, you should watch it, because it's good.
Well... Anime. I mean, like, I am curious. I know I'm going to be disappointed by Chiaia Furu based on everything. I've previously said, like, I like the show, but I don't like, it's too obsessed with this. Like, I think it's why I don't like sports anime now is I become too obsessed with the sport and it's just not interesting.
Yeah.
But you know, season 3 for some reason is back. After they did a trilogy of live action movies. Interesting. I guess it's still big enough to warrant coming back after all this time. The other, like, I guess, yeah, nothing really. I think we talked about the stuff that kind of stood out to me this season that I might have, like, either out of interest or just out of curiosity, like, as you're... Psycho passes back, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's helmed by the detective that I hate, so I hate it in return.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's a show called Actors, which looks like it's a show about an our boys' school, maybe, but they're all idols. I don't know. Anime. I'm curious. Is there isn't a Precure running at the moment? There is a Precure. Never mind. Star and Twinkle Precure. Or at least a movie. Oh, Legend of the Galactic Heroes is back.
Yes.
Interestingly enough.
They're slowly being released on Crunchyroll, and I was almost like, should I bite the bullet and just switch over? But then... Funimation came out and said, we're going to do the dub at some point. I'm like, okay. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll do. So, that's good. Just trying to think if there is... anything. Oh yeah, and Pokemon's restarting with
what does restarting mean?
Well, with Sword and Shield, so he's going to the Galard region with a new art style and Pikachu.
Oh, but wait, it's not like restarting as in like rebooting.
Well, really, isn't every single time he goes to another region like a soft reboot?
Oh.
Where he's always like, I'm going to leave all my Pokemon where I left them, and I'm just going to bring Pikachu, and we're going to go catch some Pokemon.
But is Brock and Misty going to come back? That's the real...
I don't think so.
Yeah. Alrighty.
But, also, he won. He won a tournament, finally.
So he's the Pokemon Master?
He is.
So, he's done.
No.
No.
just forget all those times where people asked when he was finally going to win, and we answered, well, he can't win, because when he does win, he's the master. And he couldn't really go on after that. Just, we never said that. That's fake news.
It's fake news. Oh, well. Anyway.
But
did you? I was like, was there anything we wanted? So I think the thing we missed was the Deep Space Nine documentary.
Yeah, I watched that thing because I said I was gonna, and I did.
And you enjoyed it.
I did.
And I think, the thing. It was just, oh yeah, like whether or not. There's probably no demand for anyone to get like a Voyage or prize, because we're like Enterprise, I think, was 2000, so
yeah,
we're getting to like the 20th anniversary of that damn thing. But I don't think anyone cares.
The only thing about Enterprise people should care about is Porthos.
It's been a long road.
That's like. If we were to list things like note by note in the order of caring to burning in a fire, Porthos would be at the top and that theme song would be at the bottom.
But it's been a long road getting from here to there.
And I know our time is finally here. And then something about our time being alive at last. Time to touch the something. But, you know, you just can't hold me down no more. You're just not going to hold me down. I got faith in the heart. Or wait, no, the soul. No one's going to bend or break me.
I'm an enemy, they take me. I got faith. To believe
that I can do anything.
That's right.
But you know what? You know what the I can't remember all of that opening, but because it featured a lot
shame.
Of the
shame.
I know. But because I believe it featured some of the, if not all of the vessels that bear the name Enterprise, up to what would be the current day, it probably contained our best boat waifu Enterprise. Bring it back around to anime.
Anime. Yes. Actually, I can't remember if they included a shot of... I mean, whatever. You could just check, just watch the stupid thing to see, but yes. I remember they have the tall ship version, mm-hmm. because I remember them spelling Enterprise with a Z. But anyway. Star Trek. Are you, are you playing anything or doing anything?
I'm going through Outer Worlds right now, but because it's the game that has to carry me through to Cyberpunk, I'm not going full force into it because it's got to last me like a good 6 months.
Fair. Well, I heard it's replayable at least, so even if you finish it, you can like... Like, all those choices are different enough that it's actually worth replaying, so. There's
although,
that.
In exchange, I'm trying to bring it up, but it's not. What's your major malfunction, phone? Why you no play? Fine, I'll try it there. Then I'll... So, in exchange, I've been playing a lot of... Come on. God damn it. Where's the volume on this thing? Oh, it's because I have it Just a second. Testicle difficulties.
Uh-oh.
I love that game.
Wait, is that the new game? Love
yes,
Live
that's
game?
That's All Stars.
Have you figured out how to play it? Because I stopped paying attention to it, so I don't even know how you like do things.
Well,
is the idea you play songs to get things to level up, and then you can, because it doesn't, you seem to lose hit points or health or whatever even if you do the song well. So I'm not sure what you're supposed to do.
So basically the idea is to have high level stamina cards, and since you can, I don't know if it still does it, but when I logged in, you got like the 3 UR pulls.
Yeah.
With at least 3 URs, you can make it through normal songs. And if you're having that stamina problem, the pure cards are built in a way where they up your stamina gain, or when you tap, you'll lose less or no stamina.
Are the cards basically skill-wise the same as
the way they started off in School Idol Festival, kind of?
Yeah, the other game. Okay.
So basically, the way that I figured it out and watched a couple videos and looked at tutorials online is that so the amount of stamina is taken from the the energy level of all of your cards, and then your special is taken from your 3 center cards, but then there's also 3 subunits. So let me just so I have to look at this, because I wouldn't be able to describe it otherwise. Mm-hmm. So if I bring up my team, so I'm just going to park this in front of my face. So I have, and this is the sort of the quote-unquote well-rounded team that I have, that is, let's see. Let me bring up the part where I can see my subunits. So each team of 9 breaks down into 3 subunits of 3. So
yeah. And I know you when you're in the middle of a song, you can sort of switch between them.
Yeah. So basically, you have red, green, and blue. I have in my green team, which when you start a song, it'll always default to, I have 3 voltage cards in there, and that is the card type that basically gives you the most points per tap. And also, I'm assuming, because this again is all in Japanese, gives you the most points or points multiplier when their special skill pops, just like in School Idol Festival. So I have them as their as my core three. And then on my blue team, I have two guard cards and just one other random card. And then I have my third team, which I hardly ever switch to, because most of the appeal chances, and that's basically where you lose most of your stamina, energy, if you fail those. Most of them are score-based. Some of them are SP-based, where that means you have to have your gauge full and proc it during that window. And then there's another one that I have no idea how what it's actually titled, but there was Kasumi's character song apparently has an appeal chance where you have to switch to another subgroup during that. Like, for example, if you were in that appeal chance, you'd tap, do another tap, and it would fill the gauge, but it wouldn't fill the gauge as fast. Basically, if you, during that appeal chance, switch to another subgroup and keep tapping, it basically multiplies the number, which isn't actually listed on the screen. So that's why I'm like, I don't really know how to explain it, because I don't actually know what it's called.
Maybe, I think, maybe the English version will come at some point.
At some point, but like, there's a lot more they'd have to translate into English than...
I just don't have the bandwidth to like, figure this game out. It's like, oh, there's still events in the old game. I can play that for now.
That's true. And also their events are weird, too. Like, they're fine, but they also come out with cards during the event that give you extra event points if you play them.
Mm-hmm. Are they only, like, do they disappear after the event ends or something?
They're still there. It's just that they're specific to that event. Like, currently, right now, I have
Fate
Grand Order, or whatever, probably.
Has that as well. When I played it, and I was like, I don't have time. You're asking me to play too much, and I'm okay not playing anymore.
Yeah. The best thing, though, about the Japanese server is that it's really small.
Does that mean there's no one's playing it?
I don't know. Well, let's see. Because there's currently an event running. And I am currently in 2,542nd place. Out of... Okay, good. That's the right one. I wasn't sure if that was the right option or not.
But are you lady?
Oh, I am totally lady. Okay, so there's at least 20,000 people playing it. The only downside I don't like is that they still use the... they still use the SIF-based art card animation for the storyline. I was kind of hoping that they'd go over to their models so they could be more animated. They drew their backs so they can like turn around, but they're still kind of just bouncing around and changing from pose to pose as opposed to being actually animated, but
sure,
whatever, I guess. Also, my luck of getting
Item Master. Yeah. I was just like, I think Item Master is the same one.
Mm. But yeah, I like that game. I like that game a lot.
Okay.
I'm like rank 21. I can't stop. But the best part is because I can't easily get money onto that account. It's all free to play.
Oh, well, you could get money onto that.
Sure, but it's hard.
It's not that hard.
No, it's extremely difficult. Stop trying to worsen this addiction for me, Firehawk. It's bad enough that their Macron currency is bullshit, and I can hardly level any of my cards.
How do you get more of that stuff just from playing songs?
Playing lives. Oh, but if you were to buy stars for a mere like 250 stars, you can get a pack of them. Of random assortments.
That sounds terrible.
It is, but that's why I don't look there. That and it's written all in Japanese, so I can't really understand it, so it's fine. I just pretend it doesn't exist. All I know is that sometime before the end of the month, they said they're gonna patch it, so they're gonna reverse the unlock order. So usually the big unlock that you'd get their alternate outfit for is going to be like the first one as opposed to the third one that it is now. So that'll be easier.
I unfortunately doesn't know. I don't know what that means. So I have to.
Well, they're all unlocks on the skill tree, and it requires a certain amount of consumables to unlock those nodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I know.
Yeah. And the only downside about it is to unlock the entire tree, you have to get either a certain amount of duplicates or of that card.
Mm-hmm.
Or acquire enough rare gems to unlock it. And the rare gems are like 150 of one in some cases, depending on the card. And I think of like a month of play, I had like 25 of one. So.
Or you can buy them, I assume.
Or you can buy them.
Hmm.
Or do more gotchas so you get more duplicates, Firehawk.
Yeah.
It's like Bethesda says, if there's a problem, you can just throw money at it. Wait, well, that's not? Oh, shit. Follow first, $100 a year. Bye!
Yeah. What are they doing? I thought that was a joke at first, because like the game's already dead. And you want to like sell a subscription to it? Like, I think I'll just, if they ever bother launching this globally.
Oh, they will. They already said they will. It's just, unknown date.
Wow.
Especially since it has a section of like, this is how the game works, and some of those lead to YouTube videos that are in Japanese.
Yeah.
So those would have to be translated as well. Well, but
I mean,
training camps are adorable though.
I'm just surprised they didn't. Like, I feel like not launching, like, you're the most dedicated players are just going to play the Japanese. I don't know if they'll switch, and it just seems very strange. But they probably could have launched simultaneously, but didn't. But anyway,
yeah, if they did that, it probably would have meant another delay, and I don't think they could have been able to take that. But anyway,
they you just have to translate everything. It's not like Grand Blue right now. It's just a Japanese server, but everything's in English. Even all the new story, every time there's a new event or whatever, it's just, so they realize like we're wasting money running two independent servers. Let's just have one server, and then you select the language you want to play in, and so it can be done. It's just, I don't know. I assume it's, well, also if you're saying like there's only like 20,000 people playing or whatever, maybe, well, that's also
by far the event. So I don't know.
Mm.
That's just going by event numbers, not real, not necessarily real numbers.
Well, like I score, I'm sure, like in Japanese, you know, Love Live, like whatever the old one is called, School Idol Festival, I guess.
Yeah.
I on both versions, I basically play enough to get rid of my stamina, move on, which they've made much easier because you can do everything, like you can spend 4 times stamina or tokens on anything that you need to do. And I probably score, like in global, I probably scored in the top 10,000. And in Japan, I probably score in the top, basically whatever the third or fourth tier is, so probably like the top 20 or 30,000.
Right.
So I feel like these, I don't know, like maybe there's like a cap, like there's only so many fans that they have, and that maybe it is just a matter of like, well, most of our fans are Japanese, and then that's where all the money is, and then we'll do a global later. But anyway.
Anyway. Because I'll probably change over to global just because it'll be slightly easier for me to play. So I'll know exactly what the appeal chances are and what they actually
need. Fact that this is like pretty much like more RPG-ish than I expected means I might as well just wait until like that comes, because there's no reason otherwise.
Well, I'm treating this more of an open beta than anything else, so I'm just playing it for something to do. And the fact that I actually like the fact that it's less rhythm gamey, because I suck at rhythm games. I don't play a lot of School Idol Festival, but I went in after playing All Stars for a couple weeks, and usually I'm decent on hard songs, and I could barely keep up because I was used to the All-Star beat maps, and the fact that there's only two, and you don't even have to tap the circles, you just have to tap on one side of the screen or the other. It's great. I love it.
Okay.
It's like, what kind of rhythm game can we make for Crazy Canuck? And they're like, they delivered it to me, and I'm like, oh, thank you, you're the best. I love it. It makes me feel good at being good, except I'm not necessarily good. I'm just good at playing the game a decent amount so I can get better cards. None of which are Hanamaru's, by the way, if you're listening.
Just insert money.
We've been over this, Firehawk. I can't do that. It's physically impossible for me to do that. It's an entirely different account.
It's quite easy.
No, you're lying to me. It's extremely difficult.
Right.
But anyway. I almost have enough for two pulls. There's going to be a Hanamaru SR coming out, I think, by the end of the week. I'm going to try for that card, and I hope I'll get it. Cause, God
damn. Insert money.
It's hard to do. How many times do I have to say, I can't do that? It's in another country. It's with a different currency. It won't take my credit card.
Oh, that's, I just noticed. So each thing costs 500.
Yes.
To pull, but they only sell them in either 300 or 600. So, yeah. Good luck.
Someone's been playing Ubisoft games.
They know what they're doing.
They're going whale hunting.
Whale hunting. Oh, well.
Just remember though, kids, when you're a game publisher or a game company and you try to go whale hunting, sometimes when you try to find Moby Dick, the secret is you're the dick.
So deep.
So deep. Like the ocean.
I feel like we're that's how we end it.
Yeah. Before I give any more ideas, we're just gonna call it. We're shutting it down before the man can shut us down, and I can figure out how I can possibly get money on a Japanese Apple account. I don't know how to do it. It's impossible.
It's pretty easy.
No, it's impossible. I can't do it. No.
Pretty easy.
It's
actually pretty easy.
It's two currencies, Firehawk. We're shutting it down. My name is Grace Canuck.
Firehawk 12.
And we'll see you next time. As long as I can't find okay.